Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we're just glad that you're here with us tonight. We thank all the new listeners for tuning in from all over the world. We just want you to join in, and if you're not saved tonight and the Lord's dealing with you, just bow down and just ask Him to come into your heart and into your life and ask Him to forgive you of all of your sins, and He'll do just that. And we just want to thank all the ones that have come on here to help us tonight. We thank the Lord for every one of you. And we couldn't do it without you. And just continue to pray for this ministry. And the Facebook listeners can put their prayer request in the comments below, and we'll get back to them and pray over them. And we want to ask everybody to pray for the Bradley family. They lost a brother this week, and they got him buried, I think, this morning. So remember the Bradley family when you pray. And there's a baby out in California, weighed 1 pound, 10 ounces when it was born. And it's needing prayer. It's going in for surgery in the morning. I don't know what kind of surgery, but just pray for the baby that will pull through the surgery and that everything will go good for it. Pray for the parents. And we just want to say that we just thank everybody for every prayer that they prayed for us, because we couldn't do this without all your prayers. So continue to pray for this ministry. And our subject today is, "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And it's coming from John 11:26. And we just want everybody to join in and worship the Lord with us and praise the Lord with us. And Tim's going to come around and sing for us, and then we're going to have our pastor to come around and minister, Brother Don Harris. So pray with Tim just a minute, and he'll be here to help you praise the Lord there. Just worship the Lord with him.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
As I lay upon his grave.
Jesus.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Beautiful singing.
Praise God.
Praise God. We truly ought to always rejoice in the Lord. Praise God, because we have certainly got something to rejoice about and something to be happy for, because as the scripture was, that it's through Him that we live and we have life. If we believe Jesus, and praise God, believe, the writer said, believe from the heart, confess with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I believe with all my heart that Jesus come down here. He died on that cruel cross for you and I, that we could live and we could have life. We could have it more abundant. We want to say we appreciate everybody out there tonight and all the listeners that listens.
Yeah.
And we just cheer, praise the Lord, to try to help somebody and to be a blessing to somebody. Praise yeah. God, and to help maybe point somebody to Calvary
yeah.
and what Jesus done for us to get people to believe upon Him, because them that believeth, He said you can have life. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about where we can live. And we'll find out after we give our heart and life to Jesus, one of the best moves that we ever made. Praise God. And we just want to continue reaching out and maybe be a help and a blessing to somebody. Praise God. And to tell people about the love of Jesus. And I do thank the Lord for all the our brothers and our sisters and people that's out there that's sharing and trying their best to help somebody, a lot of pastors. But we do want to pray for several people, as Sister Betty had already said, Brother Mitchell and Mark and Sister Mary Nell, Tammy and Ann lost their brother. Hold them up in prayer, and other people that's going through heartache, praise God, and troubles, and want to remember Brother Joe Harris, that God would touch him, praise God, Brother Ray Davis, and I want to remember them, praise God, Brother Darrell, pastor at Glory Bound there in Madisonville, all of you that's tuned in. I could go on and on, but forget somebody's name, but we thank the Lord for you. Brother Virgil down in Texas, thank the Lord for him. And Brother Ron there in Cleveland. And we just pray that, you know, we'll see souls saved and born into the family of God. Because we will realize and know that time is running out. Praise God. In a little while, the Apostle Paul said, he that will come, he will come, and he will not tarry. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you, if we can just get a word out there and somebody will believe, praise God, that Jesus come and died for them, and they confess with their mouth, praise the Lord, and confession is made unto salvation. Oh, you believe from the heart, and then you confess with the mouth our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and appreciate everybody that's a living for Jesus, trying their very best, praise God, to hold up that mighty name and tell people the goodness and the love that the Lord has. Somebody told me and you and shared Jesus to us and told us how good that the Lord really was. I'll tell you the best move that I ever made when I moved, praise God, from the side of the world and the devil and chose to go and serve Jesus. Praise God. You pray for all them that's in need,
yeah,
that needs a touch, people that's in the hospitals and nursing homes and people that's out there sick that needs a touch. Praise God tonight, but we'll be looking here, praise God, as the subject was, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and them that believeth and confession is made unto salvation. But I want to go tonight for a little while in Little John as we look into it, praise God, Little John chapter 2, 1 John. Hallelujah, in chapter 2, and we'll read a little bit down about the 8th verse of it and share with you, praise God, the blessed word of the Lord. Friend, we need to do our very best. Jesus said something like this. He said, "Work while it's day, that night cometh when no man can work." Praise God, so today is a day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. Praise the Lord, but he said today's the day. And he said, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, but believe in him. Hallelujah. And he'll come. And he said he'll take his bow down inside of us. And he said, I'll live with you, and I'll be your God, and you can be my sons and my daughter. But John began to write, praise the Lord, here in second of Little John, St. John, excuse me, Little John, the second chapter. And he said it again, a new commandment I write unto you. Praise God, which thing is true in him and in you. But he began to write, praise God, and began to tell us, praise the Lord, a new commandment I write unto you, praise God, which is true in him and in you, hallelujah, that is the true light, and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Hallelujah, church. Darkness is past, and the true light now shining out of you and me. Praise God, to show people and to tell people and to set patterns and examples to this lost and dying world that may be the better way. Hallelujah, and I'm glad today that somebody blazed the trails before you and me, maybe, come in back in our days. Praise God, it stood up for the gospel. Praise God, and kept the commandments of the Lord. Praise God, that the true light would shine out of me and you. And out of them, hallelujah, to present, praise God, that darkness has passed, but the true light, which is Jesus Christ,
amen,
said when he was down here, he said, I'm the light of the world. But when he left, he said, now ye are the light. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify thy Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Brother, I'll tell you what, when we're walking around, praise God, in this world full of corruption and sin and hatred, strife and backbiting, Somebody needs to be a burning light that's shining out there. Praise God till people can see Jesus Christ, hallelujah, living in you and I.
Amen.
That true light, praise God, that's going to shine. And I love to hear, praise God, we sang it around every Christmas time. And I can listen to Brother Joe sang that song. Praise God, the beautiful star Bethlehem, shine on. Praise God, and that's what Jesus is. To you and me, he ought to shine glory to God in our hearts and in our lives. Praise God, the cause why we pass from darkness unto light. We ain't walking in darkness no more. If we've accepted Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, praise God, we ain't in darkness. We ain't walking in darkness, but we in the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And we're presenting Jesus to this world, telling them, praise God, the best thing how that ever happened to you and I, praise God, is when we come and realize that we was lost without the Lord. And we come to the knowledge of the truth, and we repented of our sins and started living. They sang a song, I just begin to live. Yeah, we did. When we got Jesus, praise God, we got life, and we got it more abundantly. Oh, children, he does this. Praise God tonight. And you know we need to do more than we've ever done. Praise God to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus. A lot of people get something good. They want to keep it all for themselves. And they want to hang on to it. Praise God. But Lord, I'll tell you what. I'd like to see this world all over. Praise God again. To turn to God, hallelujah, with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind, and just find out what the Lord would really do for you and I. Praise God, and for our country, and for our nation, when we will see God with all that's in us.
Amen.
I'll tell you, you talk about moving, he'd move. In a powerful and a mighty way. Praise God. He said, he that said, he is in the light. Praise God. He that is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that hollers, I'm in the light. I've got Jesus in me. Praise God, and hate his brother. Brother, I'll tell you what, something happened. Something didn't go right somewhere. But when you get Jesus, you get love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, because somebody, I asked somebody one time, I said, describe God to me. And the man thought about it and said, the only way I know to describe it, he's just a great old big bottle of love. God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him could not perish, but have everlasting life. Church, I'll tell you, when you get Jesus and you get the love of Christ in your heart, it'll make you love everybody. It'll make you want to shine and tell somebody the best thing that I ever found, the best thing I ever received when I reach out and ask Jesus to come into my heart and into my life. Hallelujah. What have we done? We passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. The darkness had to go out of us. And the true life of the Lord shines in our heart unto this day. Hey, it's time people begin to loosen up. Praise God. Shake off them old binding spirits. Praise God, get rid of that hatred. Get rid of strife. Get rid of envy. Hallelujah. And get Jesus down inside of you. Oh, won't he make you love everybody?
Yeah.
It'll make you love your enemy. It'll make you love them that hate you. It'll make you love them that despitely use you and mistreat you. Look what Jesus done. My, he set an example for you and me. And they scorned him. And they made him unrecognizable. But what did he do? On the cross of Calvary, he said, Father, forgive them. And they don't know what they're doing. Hallelujah. If they'd have known him, no doubt they would have crucified him, brother, but they did not believe. I'm a friend, I tell you, I believe tonight, praise God, that he died on that cross. I believe he rose on that third day, and I believe he's alive. And every one of you out there, and everywhere else worldwide, if we'll come to Jesus, praise God, Paul said, come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need and in the time of trouble.
Amen.
He'll be there.
Yes.
He'll
Amen.
Be there.
Amen.
He'll go with us.
Praise God.
Even until the end of the world.
Amen.
Praise God. Somehow, friend, let me tell you, we've got to get a hold of this thing. We've got to get it down in our heart. We've got to recognize, my Lord, what Jesus has done for us.
Yeah.
And what he's wanting to do for us. He don't want us to sit still. He don't want us to be cold on him. But brother, he wants us to rise in the spirit and the power and go forth winning every battle with the Lord. Standing by our side, I've got to say it through Christ Jesus. Brother, you can't stand by yourself. I can't stand by myself. But through him, through Christ, Paul said, it strengthens me. I can do all things through Jesus. Hallelujah. He is my strength. He is my joy. He is our peace. He's our truth. Woo! Come again. Are you ready to meet him in the clouds of glory?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm praying, Lord, of them. Praise God, and I ain't no judge. Don't want to be a judge. But the Word of God teaches me. But he said, by the fruits, you shall know them. A good tree will not bring forth corrupt fruit, will it? A corrupt tree, praise God, won't bring forth good fruit. But every tree is known by the fruit.
Amen.
That it bears a good tree. I will bring forth
Amen.
Good fruit.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we need to be rich.
Yeah.
Pay people to labor and work and yourself to death. How to try to get rich in this world and get gain and more and more and more all they want. But yet, people's poor and they're miserable and they're beggars. Praise God, the only way to be rich, honey, is get rich in Jesus Christ. Get a home and a mansion away from us on the other side. But Jesus said, boys, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, he said, I'll come again. Are you ready to meet him? Hallelujah. We do things. Praise God and let the things that really need to be done, we let them slip by.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I say it tonight, praise God, we passed from darkness unto light. Praise God, reaching out to the Lord, believing God. Praise God for the needs. How many out there tonight believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is able?
Yes.
Oh, that he's able to supply.
Amen.
All of our needs, didn't he?
Yes.
According to his riches in glory. I told him other night, they were told Brother Rasmussen, man, somehow we've got to get our faith anchored in Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Yes.
How the righteous, how the healer, how the deliverer, we got our faith in man. Well, man lets you down, but the Lord will touch me and you, and he'll build us up. Praise God. He said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power. We need somebody out there that's got power. Somebody got faith as a grain of mustard seed that will believe the Lord. Praise God to supply all of their needs according to his riches and glory.
Glory to God.
By Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Time to wait on out. The end of the deep, he that saith, is in the light, hateth his brother, is in darkness, even unto now. But listen, he that loveth his brother abides in the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you love somebody, hallelujah, abiding in the light. Because Jesus loved everybody, didn't he? It said that God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Ain't no greater love than the love of God that a man would lay down his life for his friend. And did not Jesus say, I'll call you friend if you do whatever I commanded you. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Say they do. But they don't want to be what? Or obey the word of God.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to live. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Brother, people butchered it up. They've added to. They took away a little here and a little there. But what did that angel tell John the Revelator? He said, take the little book and eat it up. Hallelujah. Lord, we need to get a hold and grab a hold of the word of God. There's power. They deliver in that powerful word.
Amen. Thank you.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How much? How much? You say you're a Christian. But how much darkness is shining in you? What do the people really see? Do they see Christ in us? The hope of glory? Is our conversation? Is our words sound doctrine?
Come on.
Praise God, the light and the pattern. Praise God, a Christian. Bible said they was first called Christians in Antioch. What made them Christian? How come it's called Christians? Come it's Christ-like.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, I do always the things that pleases my Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He didn't go against the will of the Spirit.
Thank you.
But he was led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Are not me and you led by the same Spirit?
Amen.
Hallelujah. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. People did a lot of things, I tell you. Praise God, and I'm afraid the Spirit didn't lead them into it.
Amen.
Praise the works and the lust of the flesh, pride of life, has led people away from the right standard.
Amen.
Praise God, and from the ways of the Lord. But praise God, we got to get in His will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It ain't, I've said it, I don't know. Hundreds of times, it ain't every one that's going to make it. It ain't every one that says, Lord, Lord, it's going to make it in. But it's them that does His will. Sin a little here, sin a little there. Praise God, let me tell you, Brother, we better get it under the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because without the blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God, if they've sin dragon law, when we come up to judgment, that ain't been got under the blood, that ain't been forgiven, there'll be sin in her life. And there ain't no sin going back with him.
Right.
He let one get by with it, he'd have to let somebody else.
That's right.
And he'd have to let somebody else.
Amen.
But what did he do to the devil when he was out trying to take over? Whooped him, cast him out.
Amen.
In the outer darkness.
Yes.
Praise God, that's exactly where people is going to go today. That's got sin and Jesus come. Praise God, it ain't for me to say. Praise the Lord, it's Jesus what's going to, it's God what's going to do and say if you go to heaven or you don't go to heaven.
Right.
Praise God, the writer said, be sure you sin. We'll find you out. Hallelujah. And sure, there'll be a lot of them. Ain't nobody know nothing about it. The pastors don't know nothing about it. Pastors may have sin in their life. The congregation don't know nothing about it. But boys and their wives and their husbands or their friends and their families may not know what you're doing in secret and behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what, but they don't see now. It's looking down. He knows by lying down. He knows by uprising. He knows today and there where I'm at. The Lord knows where you're at. Be sure. He sends to find you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, it's time we get wrapped up in Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. We'll get to seek him with all of our heart. Search the scripture, the Bible said. Then it, and for in you think you have eternal life, but there they that testify me. But he said, they won't come to me that they might be converted, that their sins might be blotted out. Why won't people come and lay it all on the altar? Because of the lust of the flesh, the desires of life, pride of life, the lust of the eyes. Hallelujah, brother, I tell you. Finally, Lord, in Revelation, he said, anoint your eyes with eyesight. We need to anoint our eyes, Lord. But Jesus tonight, we need to anoint our ears. We'll hear what does say the Lord of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We strive for perfection.
Yes.
Not laying again dead works under repentance. But what going on? Going on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hear people say, oh, I can't stand so-and-so. Praise the Lord.
Come on.
I tell you, we got to have love.
Yes.
Jesus loved everybody. Look how rotten I was. Look where you was at one day. But still, because we're evil, he didn't cast us aside.
Amen.
Or he didn't cast us away. When he died on that cross, he died for one and for all, praise God. And said, whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely.
Yes, amen.
It's free, come to it.
Yes.
Come to the well. Come to the water.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But he that hateth his brothers in darkness and walks in darkness. Praise God, people still walking in darkness.
Amen.
And I wonder. Hallelujah, everybody hollers. I'm saved, I'm saved. But there's no spirit of backing it up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. To really be saved, you get the spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're led by the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't tugging you and pulling you. in sin. That's the devil. But we got to come and ask the Lord to help us and forgive us, to build us up in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Hallelujah. I tell you, I know the Lord's able to keep that what we've committed in His hands against that day. But we got to turn ourselves over. What Paul said, 8th chapter of Romans, he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Got to present our bodies. I'm telling you, a lot of people, hallelujah, it says they're Christians. They just like the world. They go along with jokes, filthy and ungodly jokes. They laugh and carry on. Hallelujah, I tell you, praise God, we need to set patterns and examples and show this world that Christ lives in me and you. Praise God. Be a witness, he said. You're my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, under the most other parts of the world. You'll be my witnesses telling people the love of Jesus, the goodness and the mercy that he has. Praise God for me and you. Read on. In darkness. Praise God. And he said, walk in darkness, know not where to go. Hallelujah. You try to walk in darkness, and if we walk in darkness, we're just stumbling around here and then don't really know where you're going or what you're doing. Hallelujah. But we got to get out of darkness. Got to get Jesus in our lives. Hallelujah. Walk in darkness. Hallelujah. And he said, knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Praise God. I wonder a lot of times why one Bible, one Lord, did the Bible say, one faith and one baptism. We all baptized into one body, which is Jesus Christ, ain't we? Hallelujah. Well, how come people's got so many different ways? Ain't but one way. I keep in the path. We get into the Word of God and into the book and try to dig up some other ways.
Amen.
But the Lord knows, Paul and him knows, there's going to be a lot of different ways that people are going to bring to you. But he said if they preach to you any other Jesus besides this, and if they're preaching, count him a curse.
Amen.
Even with Brother Matt said, though an angel would come from heaven and bring you any other gospel besides this, and count him a curse.
Amen.
The Bible said they want Lord. They want faith. They want baptism. We baptize into one body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One Bible, one Word.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Word was God.
Yes.
Word was made manifest. Word was made flesh.
Thank you.
Come out of this world to show you and me.
Amen.
That he was the great I am.
Amen.
He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
He's all in between.
Yes.
He's someone the righteous can run to him and find refuge. The sinner people can run to him and find salvation.
Amen.
But the Bible said there's no salvation in no other.
Amen. Come on.
Because he said there's no other name under heaven still.
Amen.
Whereby that man can be saved.
Yes.
That's right.
What is The Bible said God highly exalted Jesus, gave him a name that's above every name. And in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. And I think what he's just saying to one, he's saying all.
Amen.
Come unto me, all ye that heavy laden, burdened, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Praise God. He is the way, ain't he?
Yes.
He's the truth and the life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He that has the Son has life.
Amen.
And if we're walking in darkness, somebody said, well, there's a little bit of darkness in me. You think when Jesus come in, he left a little bit of darkness?
No, sir.
He cleansed, he washed us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Said you know not whither you go. Don't know where you're walking at, where you're going. Word of God said if this gospel, this word right here, the preaching of the cross, Jesus Christ, a resurrected Savior, this be his. It's his to them that are lost.
Amen.
Who the gods of this world has blinded their minds and their eyes.
Yes.
But he come. Jesus did to open their eyes.
Amen.
And to show this world that he was the Savior.
Amen.
That he loved me and you.
Yes.
And he come to deliver us. Tie down the strongholds.
Amen.
And friend, when Jesus comes in, he'll completely set you free.
Yes, he will.
He didn't give us that spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Not a mind that's wishy-washy.
Amen.
But a mind that's stable.
Yes.
People that's rooted and grounded
yes.
in the love of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God. Well, I tell you, that love that he had towards you and I.
Yeah.
We need to get filled up with it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Darkness has blinded. Darkness blinds you.
Yes.
Sin will blind you.
Amen.
Know the man that used to sing a song. Sin will take you farther. Then you want to go, how far will sin take me, brothers? It'll take me into hell.
Amen.
That's right. Come on.
Sin will take you farther than you go.
It will.
It'll cost you far more than you want to pay.
Amen.
That's what the devil will do.
Yes.
He'll take you deeper than you've ever been in sin. Sure, he'll show you pleasures of the flesh.
Amen.
And the lust of the eyes.
Come on.
Praise God. But he'll show you all that. But he won't ever show you what the end of the road's like.
Amen.
Yeah, come on.
He'll never show you how like a far.
Come on.
Where he's at.
Amen.
And the land that's full of sin.
Right.
Hallelujah. Or they're going to wind up. Or the flames is never quenched. Worm dies not.
Yes.
But Jesus is the deliverer.
Yes, he is.
The Savior of the world.
Yes, amen.
Says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Yes.
Oh, it's time. Lord, I tell you, I believe he's coming.
Yes, he is.
In a little while, Paul said, he that will come, he will come. Praise God. And it's time we get on that straight.
Amen.
Not in our way. Highway, Isaiah said it was.
Yes.
A highway of homes.
Yes.
Nothing unclean. A lot of people act like that's a bad word.
Come on.
Or a denomination. It ain't no denomination.
No.
Praise God, everywhere you go at. Every what's over your doorpost is at the church.
Come on.
We got to be holy.
Amen.
We got to be pure.
Yes.
We got to be clean.
Yes.
The grace of God has brought salvation. It appeared to every one of us.
Amen.
And what's it to do? If we'll take notice of it, if we'll follow it, praise God, the grace of God has brought salvation. It's teaching us day to day that denying this world, denying ungodly and worldly lust, we've got to do what, preacher? We've got to live sober, righteous, godly, in this present world.
Amen.
We're going to do that together.
Come on.
We live by every word.
Yes.
That proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's where we're striving to go.
Yes.
Striving for perfection.
Amen.
Laying aside every weight, Paul said.
Yes.
And the sin that easy beset us.
Amen.
And he said, let's run this race
yes.
that is set before us.
Amen.
Looking unto whom? Looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher. He started it.
Yes.
He's going to finish it.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
An angel sets one foot on the land, one on the sea, and his hand raised towards heaven. And said, he is swear by he that liveth forever. Time will be no more. Our times have just run out.
Amen.
Behold, the bridegroom comes.
Yes.
Go ye out to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And them that ain't got no oil in their vessels, them that somehow the devil's weakened them down and stripped them. I've seen them on fire for God. Before but today, they ain't on fire for God.
Amen.
Somehow the oil, the anointing of God has got out of their lives.
Amen.
I wish somebody tell me what drove the spirit and anointing of God out of their church world.
Come on. That's it.
You love them. And boys, I tell you what, y'all give me a message on that.
Yeah.
When he spoke to the church over there, one of the seven churches of Asia, and he said, remember and repent and waste your calling.
Yeah.
Or else, he said, what did else mean? Or else I'll come unto you quickly.
Amen.
And I will remove the candlestick out of this place.
Amen.
Except you repent.
Yes. Amen.
What's going to happen when he moves the candlestick? Somebody said, oh, he won't move the candlestick. But he said, my spirit will always strive with man.
Amen.
That's right.
Boy, when the spirit is bidding us or dealing with us, we better do something about it.
Amen.
If we're not saved and the spirits are dealing with, we better run that aisle and repent.
Right.
Before God, because he ain't obligated. But he's
Amen.
Given us all more than one chance.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Time after time, he's dealt with me when I was out there in sin. Thank God for the prayers of the saints of God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, when I tell you, it's a dangerous time. When you reject the Lord and push him off and pay no mind, we better stand up and take notice when the Lord speaks. Seems like people don't hear him. They have to reject him because he's talking. He's talking.
Yes.
Through us, every time we read the word of God, we all recognize he's talking
Amen.
To us.
Amen, yes.
He's telling us what to do.
Amen.
What not to do.
Come on.
What to stop you from getting the blessings of God.
Amen.
But he'll also tell you what will cause the blessings of the Lord to come upon you.
Come on.
Obedience.
Yes.
I ain't just talking about going to the altar.
Amen. Amen.
It is talking about going to the altar. But that's the first step, ain't it? When you come to that altar and repent of your sin, you get up, you pick up your cross, and follow Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Going on. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Verse 13, 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for my name's sake. I write unto you, little children, for your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, said fathers. John did, because you know him from the beginning. Hallelujah. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome, praise God, the wicked one. A lot of people, we've overcome.
Yes.
We'll overcome that wicked one.
Amen.
Spirit of God have been bestowed by the Lord.
Yes.
Spirit of God been, people. Come to the altar.
Come on.
You've got to give in to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And through obedience here, made me an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, the Word of God says he don't have no pleasure in them that draws back.
Amen.
But in them that presses on.
Yes.
Word, while it's day, night comes.
Amen.
Where nobody can work.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Day is a day of salvation.
Amen.
I write unto you, fathers, because you know him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome that wicked one. But now he's going to change it a little bit. But listen to what he tells
us. Yes.
Hallelujah. Love not the world.
Amen.
Even though we in the world,
come on,
but we ain't of the world.
Amen.
Day by day, we're walking around in this world, but we ain't of the world.
Amen, that's right.
That's for a lot of people that love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Yes.
If the love of the world in me, if the love of the world is in me, or in you,
yes,
he said the love of the Father is not in
me. Amen.
That's right. Come on.
That ain't what I say about it.
Amen.
It don't matter what I say.
Jesus.
But I'll tell you what does matter.
Amen.
What God's Word says.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
It's sharp. Heaven and earth will pass away.
Yeah.
But he said, my word will abide forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Love of the world, ain't he?
Come on.
The love of the Father, ain't he?
Amen.
That's powerful, ain't it?
Yeah.
Love not the world. Neither the things of the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A lot of times you can't tell the saints. Shouldn't we have a greater witness?
Yes.
A burning light?
Amen.
Shouldn't we have a testimony?
Yes.
Yes.
That would make Coach Hills run over the sinners?
Amen.
You, excuse me, you can't even hardly get people that say they're Christian to even testify.
Amen.
That's right.
You can't hardly get them the same.
Come on.
But ain't the gifts and calling of God is without repentance?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Don't take me wrong. If you ain't able to do these things, then the Lord ain't required it out of you, man.
Amen.
But We know to do good and do it not. What does the Bible say? If I know to do good and do it not, did he say to me it's a sin?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Well, what's sin going to do to me? What's sin going to take me? Yes, the brother sung the song. Sin will take you farther than you want to go.
Amen.
It'll cost you far more than you want to pay.
Amen.
Right, amen.
People said, I don't believe it's as close as them boys wrote it. I got to tell you, it's as close as they wrote it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They were men full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They spat because they had moved on.
Amen.
By the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now listen. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
Any man loves the world. Love the things of the world. The love of the Father, ain't it?
Amen.
Can I turn this page out?
No.
Get rid of it and say, well, it don't exist. Brother, it means what it says. Amen. Says what it means.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. It's the love of the world in me. Love of God, ain't it? I'm going to come to a close. Hallelujah. People's all about doing something out here. All about doing this and that.
Come on, brother.
We're going to be all about Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father,
amen,
but in the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Afraid a lot of people didn't get crucified.
Amen.
Didn't get born again.
Right.
Paul said, even though we live in the flesh, we don't war after it.
Amen.
We don't obey the fleshly part.
Right.
Do we? We obey the spiritual part.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I tell you, but praise God, Jesus is getting the people ready.
Yeah.
Said, come out from among her.
Amen.
And I know people said, well, that's what he's going to do when he steps out in the clouds of glory. Make a cry, come out of her, my people. But the Spirit, praise God, he's saying, come out from among them and be separated, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Touch not the unclean things, and I'll receive you. I love you. If I didn't love you, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
If I didn't love you, care about people,
thank you, Jesus.
I'd say you run down that altar, repent, get up, go live the way you want to live. But I'll tell you right now, you'll not make it into heaven. I won't make it into heaven.
Amen.
If I live the way I want to live, the way the flesh wants to live, I'll never make it. Got to kill that man. Praise God. Got to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. He'll make you talk right. I'm going to go a little deep. He'll make you smell right. When Jesus gets done with you, you'll be right. Any man be in Christ, he's what? He's a new creature.
Amen.
The whole thing is gone.
Yes.
Praise God. Brother James is going to come on here. We pray for him.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Praise the Lord. A good brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God for each other, all of you. Praise
Billy.
Brother Billy. Hallelujah. Every one of God's people. Hallelujah. Might not get to be together very much in this walk of life. But praise God, I plan on shouting on the streets of heaven with
Amen.
You. And I pray that we'll all be together. I hate to think about anybody dying lost. It really breaks my heart. Don't go to that awful place they call hell.
Amen.
Friend, lost people, somewhere, you make sure death don't come and you're lost. All you got to do is call on Jesus.
Amen.
Come to him. He'll give you life. Tim, come back. Saints, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for you. Appreciate the goodness of God.
Yes.
Praise God. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Pray one for another.
Good preaching, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
In that temple on Jehovah, there was a bell that says we got a man. That meant the Savior gave his life for us. The bell was open that I could enter in. Well, anytime I go in spirit, I can step right up to the throne on high. When ring those prayer bells, I'll speak to that friend. Anytime, other day, there's a song in the dark and gray. I'll walk in the shadow for it leads me through the valley. When I pray anytime. It was a dark day there on Calvary. The earthly craters all refused to shine. The doctor's friends of oh, hallelujah. He opened up a way that heaven could be mine. Well, anytime I go in spirit, I can step right up and shoot the throne on high. Wearing the prayer bell, I'll sweep you dead bread. Anytime, other day, when the top of the dark and gray, I'll walk in the shadow for you. He's been through the valley, and I'll pray anytime. So I'll walk in the shadow for you. He's been through the valley, when I'll pray
beautiful song.
Thank you, Jesus. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
And praise the Lord. Just go and obey the Lord.
All right, see you.
Yes.
Start out, I want to thank God for how good he's been to me. And thank you for an opportunity to lift up the wonderful name of Jesus today. Because he has been good to me. And he's been good to my family. He's been good to all of us. Because he died to give us a chance of salvation. Something that we didn't earn, but that he was dying to give us. Now, praise God. You know, I like this message tonight. I may carry it in a different direction than what people think it ought to go, but I'm going to do what God showed me. And I'm going to start reading in John 11, verse 20. It said, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. That was after Lazarus, their brother, had died. And then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. She knew who he was. Praise God, there's a lot of people have never learned who Jesus is. He's the Son of the living God. He's the Word of God made flesh and come and dwelt among us to show us that the Word was true and powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. He has demonstrated that while he was here on this earth. And Jesus said unto you, thou brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, oh, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said this unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now glory to God, what a statement. Even if we die serving Jesus, we still gonna live on. Praise God. Death don't even have a hold on us no more. I'm telling you, the next verse is even stronger. He said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe it thou this. And glory to God. She said, yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Praise God. Yes, you believe. But Jesus said something right there that we all need to take to heart. Everybody, this old body's going to die on me. I know it is. It's getting old. It's like an old house. Ain't nobody living in. It gets creaky and old and starts kind of rotting and decaying and falling apart. And then one day it just falls in. That's what our bodies do. But that inside, that heart for Jesus, glory to God, that what he's renewed in us, a blessed God, it won't ever die. It lives on in spite of our body of being left behind. We got a new place with a new body glorified in the heavens waiting on us. But looks like everybody that's seen and know the miracles that Jesus did would just believe and serve him. But it goes on, and he asked him, you know, where have you laid him? And in verse 39, he said, take away the stone. And you know, they're sitting there saying, wait a minute. He's been dead 4 days, Lord. By now, he's stinking in that grave. And he said, take that stone away. And he said, glory to God, with that loud voice that he prayed, Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? He come out of that grave, bouncing them grave bones wrapped around him. And he said, loose him and let him go, praise God. And that's a miracle, folks. Jesus just showed you who he was. He had power over death. He had power that he gives to us that we should never die but live forever. Glory to God. But just like then, people are like that today, like this right here. He said this in verse 45. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which believed on him, they turned their hearts to Jesus. And there's a lot in the church that turns their heart to Jesus. But what happened to the rest of them? He said, but some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. The Pharisees was believing and taught the laws of Moses. They taught the Mosaic law. Jesus was here to show them who he was, what he meant to the future, what he meant to your world, the salvation that he died to give us, glory to God. He come and showed his signs, his miracles, his wonders. He healed many. He raised more than one from the dead. Glory to God, he's still Jesus. Okay. He said, then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. They knew. Hallelujah. Listen to this. They knew he was from God. They knew that only a man of God, only a man sent from Elijah, could perform the miracles that Jesus did. Everywhere he went, started out, turned the wine, the water into wine at the wedding. And glory to God. From then on, he healed his sick. He gives sight to the blind. He healed the lame. He healed the ones with leprosy. He healed the ones with the deaf ears. Glory to God. And then he raised the dead. And they knew that if he just kept going, something bad's going to happen to them. And here's what it says. That if we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. If they would have left Jesus alone and let him live, all men would have turned to him. Because you can't deny when you see a man touch somebody with leprosy and the leprosy's gone. Touch a blind man that ain't never seen and all of a sudden the glory of God he can see. I praise the Lord. Additionally, come by a lame man sitting by the pool there and said, wilt thou be made whole? And he said, I ain't got nobody. When the angel troubled the water to put me in, and he looked on me, glory to God, he restored him. Take up your bed and walk. And the lame man got up. They knew all these things. They knew who he was. But this is what they said. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. Ain't that like it is today, brothers and sisters? You know I ain't lying about this, because it happened then, it's happening today. People say, well, I love the Lord. I want to serve Jesus. Oh, but wait a minute. It's getting in the way of my party this weekend. It's getting in the way of me going to the fishing tournament. They're calling a revival, but I always fish that fishing tournament, and I've got to go there. It's the last few days of deer hunting season, and I'm going to be in the woods. Or it's the day after Thanksgiving, and they're calling a revival, but that's Black Friday, and I got to go shopping. We all got things we want. But when you put them before Jesus, you are sinning. There's something wrong with you. Praise God. If you don't want a revival going on, because you got something better to do. You don't know Jesus. You can claim it all day. But you don't know the Lord that I know. You don't know the one that's serving him. His glory to God is a joy in your life. You don't know the one and what he's done for you. If he's granted salvation to you. If he's took your sin away. If he's made you whole and clean and pure in his eyes, glory to God. And then you found something that you like better than God, I'm going to tell you what, that something will take you straight into the pits of hell, and you will find no escape. You will find no mercy. You will find no peace, but you'll be cast in that outer darkness, away from the life of God, away from the promises of God, away from the salvation that Jesus Christ came down here to give every man, boy, woman, and girl. Praise God. If you can't put him first, I guarantee you, your name will not be in the Lamb's Book of Life, because something else is your God. Something else is bigger than Jesus in your life. And praise God, you're lost, you're undone, you're pitiful, and you don't even know it. Because when I go to church, I pay my tithe. I do this and that. I work in the church. Praise God, but you're not in the church if Jesus is not number one. Friend, take that to your heart. If Jesus is not number one, you're lost. You're undone. Glory to God. They went on. And here's what it said. One of them, named Caiaphas, he being the high priest that same year, said unto them, why, you know nothing at all. He's going to tell them how to get by here, you know. And he said, not consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the nation. What about that? He's going to die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this, glory, this spake he not of himself. He wasn't talking about him dying, see. But he's talking about his being high priest that year. He prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. In other words, look here. I'm high priest. I got a place, and I get everything healed to me. I don't have to work, because they take care of me. And you Pharisees, you workers of the church, and you go out and chastise these people that ain't living by the law. And we can't afford this Jesus being lifted up that he might draw all men to him, because he surely will. He worketh the signs, the wonders, and the miracles of Almighty God. And if we let him go, Everybody will believe. But we'll lose our place. We'll lose our money. We'll lose our luxury life. That we can condemn others, but we ain't condemned. Praise God. But they was already condemned of God and didn't even know it. They was already out of the blessings of God, but they didn't realize it. But today, we've got people that put everything on football game. My grandchild is having a birthday that just happened to be on a church night, so I can't go to church. Or they're having a baby shower for my daughter, and it's happened to be on a church night, and I can't go to church. Let me tell you something. That baby shower can be put off. That birthday can be the next day, and you need to be in the house of God. But you don't need to go just to be there. You need to go to serve and worship a Most High God, the one that grants you, hallelujah, the salvation that he came to give us. Glory to God. He said through faith, we can reach out and touch him. But praise God, your faith is in you. It's not in God. That's why they don't follow the word. My brother Don, that's why they don't fight the whole old Bible. You know why? Because a certain part of it, they don't want to live by. They love the other parts, but they don't want to live by them. Because it ain't the Bible they're following. It's their selves. It's not word of God. It's their selves and what they want to do. But praise God, that's being an enemy to God when you're putting something else ahead of it. You're not in the service of God. You're not in the presence of God. You're not even glory to God. You can't be part of a church that serves God if something else is getting between you and him. And this goes on. It said right here. And said, then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. That's when it started, friends, when they crucified Jesus. That's when it started. It's when it seemed it was going to interfere with something they wanted in their life. They couldn't let go of that. You remember there was a rich young ruler come to Jesus. What must I do, Lord, to inherit eternal life? And he started telling him the commandments, what to do and this. And that young ruler said, well, all these I've done for my youth. And he said, you lack one thing. Go sell all you got and come and follow me. Just give that to the poor. And he just hung his head down and walked off. He was so sorrowful because he couldn't inherit eternal life because his riches meant more to him than Jesus. Glory to God. I'm telling you what, I ain't never had nothing and never will have nothing. That means more to me than Jesus Christ does. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they go to church today, and they're so worried about the things outside the church that they can't even praise God when they're in the house of God. They can sit there across their arms and just sit like an old a knot on a log, never can move them. And it's like they're daring the preacher, move me if you can, move me if you can. I don't feel like praising God today. I got troubles. What better place to bring your troubles? He said, cast your care on me, because I care for you. And glory to God, they don't have no care about Jesus, though, because they don't feel like praise. I don't want to get in the spirit like some of these others do. Praise God. I want more, though. I want more. I ain't got enough. Glory to God. I want to get deeper. I want to get closer. And here they are in the house of God. Can't give a testimony. Can't open their mouth and praise God. All he's done for them. They're living each day, having a nice family, a home, cars, whatever. And they can't praise God for nothing. Hi, Daddy. It's me. It's what I want comes above them. And they're going to lose out eternally. Glory to God. Because that ain't going to last. I want to read one verse, or a couple verses. It comes out of the second chapter of Philippians. Verse 20 and 21, second chapter in Philippians says, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your sake. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Where are we at today, y'all? Where are we at? When a football game, or what's on TV, or a party, or a get-together, or a wedding, or whatever it may be, gets in between you and you're serving God. What about if you got a headache that day? I can't go to church, my head hurts. Knowing that if you go to church and get to praying and serving God, that He'll take that headache away. Glory to God. Go to church and give it to Him. Don't take it away. Let Jesus have a hold of the things that trouble you. Oh, but no, because it's something else. You want to do more than serve God. Every man, woman, and everyone, and one that's not serving God, they're seeking something of their will, not of God. They ain't got God in their knowledge, in their heart, or in their life. But everything they want is on top shelf. That's what they're seeking after. And he said, friendship with the world is enemy to God. That's the word of God. That's what it said. If you serve the stuff out here, it's impossible. You can't serve God and serve this down here too. He said you cannot serve two masters. You may go to church and have your name on the book and be there every time it's open unless something's in the way. And that day you don't go because that something got ahead of God. You know why? I'm going to put it plain, and I know people get mad at me. You don't know God. You've never met God. You don't know His Spirit. You've never been filled by His Spirit because you're supposed to live in the Spirit and not to the flesh. But glory to God, no, you're still living in the flesh. And that's why I'm telling you tonight that you've never known Jesus. Because to know Him is to love Him. And to love Him is to do what He said. And glory to God. Put Him above everything and everybody and all your wants and all your needs and all your cares and all your troubles. Because it's Him that'll see you through them. Glory to God if you'll just believe. Glory to Jesus. Think about it. He said if we would just believe. He said ask what you will and I'll do it. If you'll just believe. If you'll just doubt not. Hallelujah. I'm the God that's promised you. Hallelujah forever. You think I can't take care of you right now. Praise God. I'm the one that said I would let you live throughout eternity. Glory to God. And yet we can't walk in the Word of God. We can't live it. We can't praise God because we're too busy serving the world. People, it's time that you open your eyes up to your own state and the state you have with God. If things is getting in the way, things is getting between you and the worship of Jesus Christ, glory to God, then you're lost. You're undone. And you're headed to that devil's hell. Repent. Glory to God, repent. Turn around. Come back home. He's waiting on you. Be like the prodigal son. When you see the shape you're in, turn around and run to the Master. He'll take you back. Don't go too far. I believe like Brother Don said, you can go far enough that there's not no returning. But praise God, you can't never go far enough with God to quit learning and to quit growing and to quit prospering in the gospel. Glory to God. When you get in trouble and you get to quote scriptures at your troubles and you see your troubles melt away, hallelujah, God, you know that you got a hold of something that'll last. Something stronger than anything that the devil can throw your way. But praise God, if you want to walk in darkness, you'll never enter in the light of God. You want to walk in a selfish mode. Like, well, I would have went to church Sunday, but you see, I had to go. We was having a party over here, and I had to go over there. You couldn't do it on any other day like Saturday. You had to do it on church day. People, when you do that, you deliberately turn away Jesus, and you turn into something else. Wake up. Wake up, church world. Glory to God. We've got to do just what it says. The Bible says, speak out the old plan, the one they used to use that led to the throne of God. Come into the right into the friendship and fellowship with Jesus Christ, that He can take your sins away, that He can give you a new heart and a new mind, that you think and cry. Oh, glory to God. You know, right here in my chest is a beating heart. but it beats for Jesus. He's the one that lets it beat. He's the one that keeps it beat. And one day, that heart's going to stop. But I got a new one, friend. I got a new one laid up for me. But I can't get nothing ahead of God. I can't be ahead of God. My wife couldn't be ahead of God. My kids can't be ahead of God. My mama can't be ahead of God. God's got to be above all. And when you put him there, you're going to find your life is blessed beyond measure. Everything you long for, that's when it comes in. Matthew chapter 5. Seek ye first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the other things you've been wanting and needing will be added unto you. All the way. I want to get the things I want first. Then I'll do that. And you got it backwards. And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to get far getting up on the wagon seat when you got the horse tied by the wagon. He ain't going to carry you nowhere. You got to put him up where you move. And praise God. And Jesus ain't in the front and leading you. You're not going to know where you're going. Hallelujah, God. I want to go to one other place before I slack back. This is over in, it's in the third chapter of Revelation. And here's where we're at today in the churches. And I'm going to read verse 20 of the third chapter of Revelation. It's a well-known verse, but boy, it needs to be known again. It says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Now that's pretty bad. We know that we need to say, we know that we're saved. Because it said, for all the sins come short of the glory of God. And yet the door is shut to our heart. We go to church and sometimes have to hold on to the seat. To keep going up the aisle, it gets withdrawing you so hard. But sinner, you're sitting holding on to sin. You're not holding on to nothing else. And so-called Christians, you sitting there and got everything else in front of you, between you and God, you're holding on to sin. You're not holding on to the pew underneath to keep going up the aisle. You're holding on to sin. If you can't turn to Jesus, it's just like it. They spin in the camp somewhere. You've got something that you don't want to let go of so strong that you can't never get hold of the hem of his garment. You can't get hold of the salvation that he brought to us at Calvary. You can't get hold of the great love of God toward you that he would send his only begotten son. There's something. You're following something that ain't right. Why is he speaking it? You remember when he spoke this, he was speaking to the seven churches. And this is the whole church he's speaking to and said, behold, I stand at the door knock. Why? We put him out of the church in so many places. We got new Bibles that take stuff out and take the meaning of the word out. We're not in the word of God. They're in the word of man. And yet that's what they want to preach. Why? Because they got something between them and God. I'll say it like it is. Preachers, you better hear. I'm not no great scholar. I'm not discovered in wisdom from going to college and all that. But I know what I know. And I know that the Word of God is true. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, even to the joints and marrow. Glory to God. He even knows your very thoughts and the intent of your heart. The Word of God has your number, has you figured out. Why do you think he said, behold, I'm outside and I'm knocking at the door. Why won't you let me in? If you let me in, I'll feed you. I'll give you warmth. I'll give you peace. I'll bless your life. I'll work with your family. I'll draw your children again. I'll get your grandchildren. I'll do what I said I'd do. But what about you? If you can find an excuse not to want to revive, or not want to go to church, not want to praise God when you get there, then praise God, you don't know the Jesus Christ that we've been preaching. And I'm not saying, I hope it don't make nobody mad, but I hope it strikes a chord here. I hope it hits a nerve so strong that you realize what you're doing, who you're playing with, who's what kind of fire you're calling down on your own head, what kind of misery you're bringing in your life and in your family. Because I thought about this a while ago. Brother Don preached about us being the light of the world. If I am being called by God to do something, don't tell the truth in God, I'll be struck down and I will find myself in that lake of fire burning with fire and brimstone. But I'm going to tell the truth. If the whole world comes against me, I'm still going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that Jesus loved you more than you could ever imagine. And why? You don't think that he should be number one. You are a greedy, selfish, God-denying person, and you need to change. You need salvation. You need true salvation and a true love of God to come into your heart that you can love others and be a light under this world, because you cannot do it. You can't win no souls till you first get your soul into the arms of God. We've been running this race, seems like a long time. But it's the same race. It's the same God that I started out with, that I'm going to end with. It's the same Spirit. That's great glory to God. Well, how it feels. That dwells in me, that's going to be in me till I die. And that same sweet Spirit is going to carry me on. A blessed God. Hallelujah. But what about you, friend? If you're sitting in the church and you never give up the first time and got down and asked Jesus to come in your life, where do you really think you're going to end up? And if you're in church, but you, every time they got a special thing at church, you find an excuse, something that you got to do. That's so much more important. Watch out. Your soul's going to end up somewhere you don't want it to go. And it's just like the brother said about sin. It's going to take you to a place you don't really want to go. And it's going to keep you there a lot longer than you want to stay there. But it's coming. It's coming soon. Why do you think things is happening in this world right now? They're trying to take our kids and corrupt their mind from kindergarten up. They're okaying everything that's evil in the world and saying it's good. It said, but good is being spoken of as evil. They don't like Christians because we don't agree with their lifestyles, their way of living. We pray for them. I don't go out and attack them, but they're going to attack us. Watch and see. This old preacher's telling me something. Tonight, you better make up your mind and watch and throw. Who are you going to serve? You can't straddle a fence forever, because you may be half for God, half for you, but if you're not all the way for God, where you're standing is not solid ground. You're on the sinking sand of sin, and it will suck you down one day, and you won't come back up. Friend, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day. If you'll listen, praise God. God is reaching out through this message. I didn't get this together. I was reading the Bible and asking God, what should we preach on? And this is what he gave. There's too many that's got too many things that's above me. And if I can't be number one, because I got news for you, I know what the word says. It said the Lord our God is a jealous God. He's going to punish you if there's anything in your life that's ahead of him. In other words, if it's ahead of him, that's your God. If it's you wanting to do the things that you want to do, the reason you can't serve God with your whole heart, your soul and your mind, guess what? That's your God. If it's going out deer hunting when church day is up, that's your God. If it's going fishing when the fishing season comes, before God, that's your God. You're serving an idol. You're serving self. You're Oh, you're stubborn, and you're stiff-necked, and you're proud, and you're deceitful, because you're telling the world, I'm right with God. I went to the altar, and I prayed, and he forgave me. Well, he might have done it, but are you living it? You can't just come to the altar and say, God, I want you to forgive me all my sins. I know I've done wrong. I know I'm a sinner for all the sins. God, and I'm one of them. Forgive me. And he forgives you. Washes you clean. You go down and get baptized. And you come up, but you never change your life. You never see things become different in your life where you can tell everybody, you know, I might not be the greatest Christian in the world, but you watch how I live, and I'll show you a light. I'll show you I'll praise Jesus in the middle of Walmart, in the grocery store, at the service stations. I'll tell somebody about the Lord. Oh, but I can't do that. People might talk about me. Well, then you are who you're serving. It's not God. It's you. It's your idea. But the Word of God is what begots us. The Word of God is what keeps us. The Word of God is what, glory to God, sets us apart from the world. And if we can't put the Word of God, which is God, if we can't put it ahead of the world, then the world is your God. And I want you to think about that. I want you to go to sleep tonight thinking, that man ain't got no right. He don't know how I live. He don't know. I don't know nothing about you. A lot of you I may never meet. But I know what's going on. Because when I pray, I see it. I tell you what I done. I was pastoring a church in Kentucky. Our daughter was getting up and singing with her mom and me. And she'd sing specials and stuff in church. One night I went to sleep, I was praying for her and her son-in-law. And God revealed to me they was drinking and doing fields. Well, I got out on the back porch and sat out there the rest of the night and prayed. Got up next morning, I told my wife, we're going to her daughter's house. Why? I said, God showed me something I'm going to go confront. And I went to their house. And I told them, I said, it's been revealed to me that y'all are drinking and doing fields. And both, who told you? They didn't deny it. Who told you? I said, God told me. And you can't whoop him. He told me. Friend, you know, I told my daughter right then, I said, don't get back up there on that altar. Don't you get up there in that pulpit and say, to your life is right with God. That ain't no place for that. That ain't for sinners. That's holy ground. And you're not getting back up there. I know you're right. Oh, they got mad. They got mad. Well, friend, tonight, God, he's found you out. If you're in the shape that I spoke of tonight, God is telling people about you. He might not call you name. He might not just come down and say, you're doing this and you're serving this. But he sent us to tell you, hey, if you're not serving God with all your heart, all your mind, all of your soul, you're not serving God. You may be serving you. You might be serving the world and the things in it, but you're not serving God. And just like my own daughter, God's telling you right now, you need to sit down and shut up and get a hold of me before it's too late for you. Because one day, he said, you know, in the book of Revelation, there, he said, I've put before you an open door, and no man can shut it. It's open. All you got is coming. He said, but I'll shut that door, and no man, including you, can open it up again. Watch out lest the door shuts. Get ready now before it's everlasting too late. You say, preacher, you just down to have the people in the church. If I did, it's because they're living in sin. If I did, it's because they're not right with God. If I'm preaching to sinners, they're just like he said. If you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I want you to be old or God. You know, cold or hot right now. Because if you're cold, you've never come and professed Jesus. And you're still in sin. And you got a chance at salvation. And if you're hot and on fire for God, you're right where God wants you. But you sit there lukewarm. I go to church. I pay my tithes. But if something comes up that I like doing better, I'm going to go do that. That lukewarm's a bad taste to God. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Nasty taste. Because you don't love God more than you love you and more than you love the things of this world. Think about where you're at. Think about where you're going. Because if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then Matthew chapter 7 is going to tell you about you. He said, many's going to come and say, Lord, Lord, hadn't I done all this stuff for you? Didn't I pay my tithes? Didn't I go to church? Ain't my name on the church roll? And he's going to look in his Lamb's Book of Life and put it down and close it. I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And it's coming, friends. And it's coming a lot quicker than you think. Brother Don said it. People's leaving this world by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every day. Some of them's ready to go. But how many of them's not? And they won't have nobody to blame but themselves. And that's the same. I'm preaching this because it's time to come out of the sleep that you've been in. To wake up to God. And to stay alive in his resurrected power. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. But he asked a question. Believest thou this? Because you must not. If you got anything that's ahead of your service to God, that's ahead of you praising the Lord, giving him glory. What do you mean giving him glory? Give him glory in your life. There's a song the kids in Sunday school sing. It's like this. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, you got yours under a bushel, and can't nobody see it. It's like a light bulb in a strand, and it's got a short in it. And it might blink on every once in a while, but there ain't no light here from it. That's what you've got. Till you get really a hold of Jesus, he gets a hold of you. You don't have no light to shine. You're like the 10 virgins. You know, 5 wise, 5 foolish. You're like the foolish. I may be in church, but I ain't got no oil in my lamp. I just can't light it. Tonight, get your oil. Get your lamp full. Come back to Jesus with your whole heart. He loves you. And he wants you to be in heaven with him forever and ever. But you know what? You're the only one who can make that choice. Just like our daughter. If it's a good preacher, he don't care who it is. He'll tell him, you're not getting back up there. You sit down till you get right with God. And what if God tells you, I don't want you going to church, acting like somebody big, till you get right with me. Because that's exactly what he's thinking tonight, friend. I wouldn't tell you this, but it would. If I didn't care and want everybody in the kingdom of God, I could just keep my mouth shut and preach on Jesus being the resurrection and the life. He's that and more. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. But he's also the author of our salvation. And he said we must do certain things in order to get here. Tonight, I pray to God that you make your calling and election sure, and that Jesus remains number one in your life. You're lost, and you've never come to the Lord. He's calling you right now. You know that. That's what this is about. Jesus loves you so much. He hurts you every day that you deny and put off coming to him. And he's saying today, 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 let it be today. Let it be your day of salvation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest for your soul. Today he's ready for me. Are you ready for him? Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. We're going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs. Just worship the Lord with him here.
Came the funeral procession. I'm the same on the street.
Jesus, keep the way true. Love all y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.